Wee Sam Mitchell, a parent in the Grapevine-Colleyville School District, says she's often asked to help out other parents and students who are new to the district. Mitchell is a native of Egypt and speaks Arabic. The district's been relying on her a lot more as the population of Arabic-speaking students has grown. She was pretty excited when she heard the district plans to open a language assessment center this summer.
I was jumping from my chair. I was so excited because actually I'm helping other parents who don't speak English, and I found they can have a center for it. It's like, wow, that's a big change.
It's a significant change for a district that has actually seen its total enrollment decline to 13,000. Its population of non-English speaking students, though, has actually gone up. The district now has about 1,200 students who speak limited English. The largest group is Spanish, followed by Arabic, Urdu, and Korean. Mitchell says getting used to a new school in a new country isn't easy.
When they come to the school, they feel lost. They feel scared. They don't know how are they going to communicate with the kids? They be quiet.
Mitchell tells the story of a young Indian girl in her son's camp who never spoke.
I didn't understand why. Then they told me because she doesn't speak English. At that time, I understand how that girl got lost. And we're trying to help them to don't have this reaction.
Texas requires districts to conduct home language surveys. If a student speaks something other than English, the district figures out what that is and places the student in the right program. That could mean bilingual, dual language, or English as a second language. But that's not all. Judy Cox, who's the district's director of world languages, says the center will bring a lot of other services under one roof.
There are so many other things that have to happen. Vaccines, residency checks, all of those other things that often the front office staff on a campus does not have the necessary resources, specifically time or the ability to communicate in a native language to really fully educate the parent on what their options are.
That's why a place like this will come in handy. The center will be housed in a portable building at Timberline Elementary School. It'll have two full-time staff members and two teachers with experience in languages. Cox says what happens when parents enroll their children in school can have lasting repercussions.
When they have questions later, maybe they will call us instead of being content with not knowing, because they would have a relationship somewhat with someone in my center. If they had a question about a homework assignment or about how school works.
At home with her children, parent Malena Tavera says she remembers what it was like trying to enroll her kids in the district. She arrived here from Mexico 20 years ago.
Yo creo que sí, porque hay mucha gente hispana que no habla, a veces no entienden, tienen que llevar a alguien.
Tavera says she thinks the center will help because there are many parents who don't understand English. Sometimes they have to rely on a friend or relative or even their children to translate.
A mí nadie me ayudó. Cuando yo llegué a vivir aquí,
Tavera says no one helped her when she came to the States. Today, she helps other parents and encourages them to get involved in their children's education. District officials say they'll need parents like Tavera to spread the word once the center opens. Among the center's planned offerings, classes in parent education, getting a GED, and citizenship. Stella Chavez, KERA News.